This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Man, is that a fun day. That was a blast. Dan Cummins is one of the funniest people. And I didn't know he was doing his podcast up there. That's fantastic. That's worth your time right there. So many great things to do in our glorious little city here. This weekend, it's just and Toto, Brady, Toto's here Saturday, for God's sakes. I mean, think about all
the busy.
No, you're going to be busy this week. Everybody's going to have some. I mean, I know you got Joe on Friday and Joe on Sunday, which is JoJo, and in between Toto, which is phenomenal. And you got Lovitz over there at the Improv. Dan Cummins is one of the funniest people you've ever met. If you've got a dark sense of humor or a little bit like a twisted, deranged kind of, and you're listening to this show, so you do. Dan is right up your alley, and he's great. Plus, he's got that look like. Hi, would you like to, like, he should be selling Flex Seal or something. Like, he looks like a pitch man, a spokesperson. Like, you'd hire him to sell you anything. And then you find out, oh, my God, Dan's twisted. He's
not great. Only does it clean.
Yeah. And we got Smash Brothers. I mean, this is huge. And Toto. Do we have any concerts going on this weekend?
No.
Good.
There's the Arizona Margarita Mojito Craft Beer and Food Festival.
That sounds like an awful lot of drinking also, right off the bat.
Also an ice cream festival.
That's the Arizona, I shouldn't have done this tomorrow festival.
Why?
Well, because you're going to have a headache.
Arizona Regret Festival?
Well, yeah, because I can drink beer, and I can drink margaritas, and I can maybe drink mojitos, but piling them all together in my stomach is definitely going to cause a headache.
And then food truck food?
Is there food trucks there, too? I won't eat on a food truck, so that'll save me that hassle. But
Margarita, Mojito, Craft Beer, and Food Truck Festival. That's a lot to say. That's you need a name for that.
Yeah. Man. You do need a name. The MMCBFT.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the big MMCBFT show FTF. This week. What's that?
If Brady was naming it, that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Trucks and drinks. I don't know what to call it. MTMFBFF.
Or we could just call it Skid Marks on the Meat.
Festival.
I like that. Skin marks on the meat.
I've never heard a man that excited about that. Listen, the more I hear it, the more I laugh.
Couldn't even make it
through the word. I sometimes listen back and I'm like, man, my disdain is palpable.
Yeah, for that
silly phrase. All right. Sorry. Anyway, it's time now for the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black, and if you want to get out there and get in some great shape, challenge yourself and do some things you didn't even imagine you were capable of. Trust me, you're capable of it, and it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in right now. They have that crawl, walk, run mentality, and they put you through so many things that make you smile, and you realize you just got done with working out, and you leave happy. How many times have you ever done that at the gym? You leave, and you're like, that was great. Very rarely do you leave thinking, man, I wish I could be in there longer. It's amazing. The stuff we're doing. I did a hatchet defense on Tuesday where dudes attack you with, like, bats and hatchets. Now, they're going to do
you
that
to you. Hatchet wounds
Oh, man, do I. I got a couple of them right on my arm.
Very visible. You should probably cover them up. It's pornographic. But, I mean, you're not going to go through that right off the bat. But eventually in the heavy, hardcore training later, you get up to these things you just didn't even think were real. They do all sorts of stuff for businesses to come by, seminars they'll do. They'll do all these classes if your office place wants to come by, great team building exercises and things. If you were a traveler, they have this airplane that they've built that makes you feel like you're in an airplane if something were to go wrong. If the guy next to you went bananas, and let me tell you, the reaction time even after you've been trained, when you realize you're up in the plane, because they'll fill the plane, and you don't know who's nuts.
Yeah.
And the things you start using.
Everyone.
They did that. Did you see the video for Sandy Hook? That they did that
what?
Video? Yes. They did a video of kids, and I think it was near or at Sandy Hook, saying, here's what weapons are around you, kids. And it's this
they
PSA.
Out.
It's a No, it's a, well, people well, are freaking out. Yeah. It's a PSA of kids going, you got a book? Beat them to death with a book. Hit somebody with a book. You got a pencil, that's a weapon. You got a magazine, roll it up.
I was thinking,
and it's amazing when you start looking around, they're teaching these kids the stuff that they shouldn't have to know, but yeah, they should. It turns out, yeah, they should. So we learn all that stuff up there. If you get a magazine on a plane, I was sitting on that plane, and Tony was the bad guy sitting next to me. Next thing you know, I got a guy trying to stab me, and he two moves. It's two moves before that, and that you lose your mind. It's so much adrenaline and so much fun and such a challenge. You got to try this thing. I'm telling you, once you taste, you're going to want to do it all the time. You'll be hooked. ReactDefense.com. They're everywhere. Chandler, Glendale and in Phoenix. Check them out online, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
In Demi Moore's new book, she reveals that she and Ashton Kutcher had threesomes.
Oh.
And she says she only did it because she wanted to show Ashton that how great and fun she could be.
Incorrect. She was feeling old, and she wanted to prove to him that she wasn't old anymore.
She needed to be relevant
again. And she wasn't doing age-appropriate things because she was trying to sell herself to a younger guy.
But later when she found out he cheated on her and he used the threesomes as an excuse because we had brought a third party into our relationship,
right.
Ashton said that blurred the lines
to
some extent and justified what he'd done.
Well, he's not wrong, but she wasn't there. Is that the rule?
Well, that's Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley has been saying that he had to change his relationship because he realized midway through, like the first year of marriage, that he's a sexual person and he's going to fail more often than
not. That's just gold.
He went to his what a great woman that is. He went to her and he goes, "We got to go non-traditional." And she goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, I'm going to end up sneaking around in the shadows because I have sexual desires that are not going to be inhibited. And I'm sorry. And he said, to her credit, she didn't say F off. She said, "All right, what do you want to do?" And they started swinging together.
More guys need to try this.
Give it a run. You never know. And you know what? If she says no, just go, "I was just kidding. I just wanted to see what you say. I just wanted to know how you'd react. You're a good woman. I'll be in the shadows." But it's true. I mean, it's really weird that it.
And they still argue about it, but he says we're still work it out.
You argue about all sorts of stuff. You argue about the remote control. It never becomes a thing. Sex should be as is the remote control. Because after a while, you know, some people have different desires. Some people are like, "It's not important to me." Some women just flat out say, "I'm not going to do it anymore." You always had that buddy who said, "It's just what kids do. I'm not doing that." And he's like, "I got to still do it. So I lose half my house and my kids just because you don't like blowjobs anymore?"
But like you said, there's sometimes you're wired that way. Like if, you know, she had more remotes than you, you wouldn't be too bent out of shape. But if she's going out there and going to town, there's a little there.
Well, that's the problem I think most guys would have is that we're ego-centric. So we see another dude pleasing our woman, and we feel pretty bad about that. But we think that it's sexy for them to watch us pound some chick into submission. And it is, by the way, ladies. Don't get it twisted. It's very sexy.
You got to check it out.
Watching me have sex is hot.
Shia LaBeouf and Tom Hardy made a movie in 2012, Lawless. And there's rumors that they didn't get along on the set. You've always heard this about Shia.
No one likes him.
And he says, "It's not true. We were good friends." He goes, "The relationship on the set was a little weird. Tom was huge back then because he was getting ready to play Bane in the Dark Knight Rises. And one time Tom was on his way back from the gym, and he busted into my dressing room because we liked to wrestle every now and then. Oh. We just break out wrestling. He goes, "I was completely naked.
No homo."
He picked me up. I didn't have anything on. I was over his shoulder. Then he threw me in the hallway. We started wrestling around. I got really upset.
And aroused.
And he got the better of me in some weird, twisty, naked position. But he says, he fell down the stairs, and he wound up hurting his back. And for the rest of the shoot, he told everybody, "I knocked him out." But that wasn't the case. He goes, "We had some kind of weird wrestling match."
And he fell down.
Yeah.
Naked?
What? Shia was naked.
He probably slipped on Shia's.
I went and saw the Peanut Butter Falcon.
How is it?
It's not bad.
I heard
enjoyable.
It's pretty good. I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Do you fall for the little special kid? He's pretty great.
Yeah. But the great thing is, you know, we're in such a PC world, but people were laughing.
At the wrong spots.
Yeah, and you're like sitting there like, I'm laughing.
We all have it.
I'm laughing.
I think it's funny when they fall too. Because they're special.
Kim Kardashian put off giving birth to her daughter, North, by 2 hours because her nails were the wrong color.
North's were? She had them painted in
the
womb?
No, Kim's were, so she had an emergency manicure.
Those are those stories that I just don't buy. Those are press stories.
She can hold it in.
That's just another thing to get you to click on Kardashian stuff. There's no way that you can't. It's not a sphincter you can clinch up.
Dennis Rodman says Madonna offered him $20 million to impregnate her back in the 90s. One time she even flew him from Vegas to New York to have sex with her.
So it's Kim
eggs were dropping.
She had eggs falling.
Yeah.
Time to get Dennis in the room. Man, could you imagine that catastrophe? It would be like 19 now. Probably be famous just for being.
There's a show on the Access Channel that is hosted by Brian Johnson from AC/DC. And it's called On the Road.
Huh.
Life on the Road. And the clip that they're showing that's coming out is he sits down with Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Whoa.
And they're talking about the days of recording Led Zeppelin 2 and just the way Zeppelin was hanging out. Robert Plant's cool. Very open. It looks like a cool show.
It's on Access?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have that channel.
Does that come with like do you have to have like government help to get access? I'm not sure what
this Sunday.
Channel is. Everybody's. Jeremy, what is that
government
channel?
Cheese?
Jeremy knows what this is. You get cheese in a channel.
Yeah, I've run across that.
Oh, just because no one asked. Here's the intern Jeremy's opinion.
Pretty sure it's a DirecTV only channel.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
So I've got it.
I don't have access.
You don't have that.
No.
You have that.
Jeremy, everyone.
Yeah, he has
cleared that up.
Direct tinfoil. How much tinfoil do you have wrapped around your television? None? No, you don't have a TV anymore? I understand. I had to sell that for... You have, what, do you have a cable? You don't have cable either? You just watch TV on the internet all the time? Oh, wow. Is that how you watch all the Cub games?
Streaming TV?
How come you haven't paid Eric for your fantasy baseball?
He said he's...
Well, let me see that. Let me watch that transaction occur. Oh, he's going to Venmo
my
money,
my phone
too.
Number, man.
Okay.
Obviously, he's never used Venmo.
Did you get it?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
He's going to do it right now. Keep your fingers crossed.
How many days processing? What? Takes... That's why he paid you on a Friday.
Jeremy's credit card has Parkinson's. It shakes so much, it doesn't even need to be in a hand. Here, I'll pay with this. Why is it so shaky? Oh, it's got the Parkinson's. It's my Michael J. Fox Visa. I'm always nervous when I have it out. There you go. That's your entertainment drill. Coming up in just moments, we got the Guadalupe Squares. You can play if you're a girl or a boy. We want one of each. 585-9800. We'll play the squares next. It's 98.
This is bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?